Official statistics show that in 2017, Chinese nationals took more than 129 million trips to a foreign country. Perhaps it's not so surprising that internet users are now complaining about unreasonable shopping requests from colleagues or merely acquaintances when you're on a trip to another country. What are some of the really annoying requests?
Well, the most annoying that I've heard of is a friend of mine asking another friend to buy the food or the, it's a pet food, for a horse, and it's very heavy.
Wow.
And the friend demanded the food be delivered in person to the guy's or the woman's doorstep, and I think that was too much. For me, I only bought baby formula for a former classmate of mine. It was a lot of work, but I think that was totally worth it. What really makes me annoying about this scenario or this phenomenon is a lot of the times people asking you to buy stuff for them from overseas are not necessarily the best friends you have. I mean, the best friends would be very much in contact, would be very much understanding of the hardship that you will go through. And a lot of the times, also, you will ask them in advance, what kind of thing do you want me to buy for you? And that's totally fine. It's exactly the kind of acquaintance or semi-quasi-acquaintances that you don't really contact very often. And when they reach out to you, there's always something that's a lot of trouble.
You know, as an American, sometimes when I go back to the States, people ask me to pick up some stuff. Which I don't like, because like they just assume that I have the money to kind of make all these payments and then they're going to pay me back. But often, you know, it's always awkward of me to be like, okay, where's the money?
Yeah.
You know, that's not something you say to people your friends are trying to become friendly with. So I don't like to do those kind of things, nor do I like to fill my suitcase up with other people's stuff. So I just often I'm just kind of say, I'm sorry, you know, I'm going to be bringing back stuff for myself, and they like it or they don't like it. Luckily, though, when it comes to coworkers, colleagues, I work with the best and most selfless people. So when I went to Thailand, nobody asked me for anything, you know, but I wanted to bring stuff back because, and I think that's how it should be, is you bring back stuff and it means more for that reason. And I brought back some stuff for these special people I work with, and in which case I loved it.
That was very thoughtful of Ryan. And I can't help but give you a few more annoying examples.
Oh.
Yeah, see how bad it is? Apparently, somebody asked a friend who's going overseas to bring back a whole bunch of stuff and only paid back by installment.
What?
So it's sort of like, you know, you spent $1,000 on me and then I'll give you 200 each time, five times,
yeah,
over the course of a year.
Ooh, increments.
Yes, and also asking for a tax refund.
Ooh.
When you've paid in full price for your friend.
Or imagine your friend's like, hey, bring back a bunch of durian.
Oh, that's...
The stinky fruit.
Unless
and then
enjoy...
all of your clothes stink.
Oh, that's really bad.
And they stop you at the customs and they're like, what is this? Durian? Sorry, you can't take it back. So then your friend doesn't get the durian. They don't want to give you the money, but you paid for it. And your clothes smell like durian. Ugh!
Yeah, and my question here is, why can't we just say no? And
to durian?
Well, to all of those things. And, well, we had a detailed discussion on that. So visit our Roundtable archive for the ways out of this predicament.